I remember being told many years ago that the Book of Ruth was traditionally read on this day as one of the festival writings, and I found an article in a May 1981 issue of the Good News where a lot of the analogies were brought out. I want to concentrate on just one aspect contained in this article. The article was entitled Why Boaz Took Ruth to Wife. As a widow, Ruth was entitled to glean. Please note Leviticus 19 verses 9 and 10 and Deuteronomy 24 verses 19 to 22. Quoting from this article, what does a gleaner do? A gleaner neither sows the seed nor nurtures the crop as it matures. Both these jobs are the responsibility of the husbandman who owns the field. Thus, a gleaner is, by definition, one who is allowed to share in and benefit from the enterprise of another. The author of the article continues, what a wonderful analogy. God is the husbandman who is creating righteous character in us. He originated the plan, makes available the power through his Holy Spirit to build godly character. If we look in the book of Ruth, in chapter 2, Ruth chapter 2, I want to read verses 15 through to 17, telling us of the experience of Ruth. Starting in verse 15, when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. I thought, well, that's easy enough, I'll look up what an ephah is. Four references, four different answers. So, depending on where you look, it's either the equivalent of 4 gallons in measurement, or I prefer 8 gallons in measurement if it's barley. Another website offered the price of barley flour for sale at £40 sterling for 25 kilos weight. So I estimate, by today's prices, Ruth's effort for the day returned something like £50 or $80 US. As spiritual gleaners, we do not work in a field. We do not go around scrabbling in a field to pick up loose grain. But we do have access to a different harvest of knowledge, which has been revealed to us. If you look with me, please, to Isaiah 28, I think this illustrates what I'm trying to say as well as anything. Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the bread. For precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. We have to search to understand. Yet, although it requires effort, as it required Ruth's effort to work in the hot sun, working, obviously making herself at risk to humiliation from other people, obviously demonstrating the fact that she was poor. But we learn this way, by study, a little here, a little there. It's hard work, but without God's husbandry, we achieve nothing. Although we have to work wholeheartedly in doing our part, we only contribute a tiny portion of the effort required. Sometimes it seems as though we are working really hard to hold on to the truth we've been given. Ruth is an example to us. She's a former stranger, as we were, strangers from God. She shows us an example of humility, took humility to get out there and do this job. It shows you were poor. We have to have humility. We have to accept the sarcasm of family members and people who come into contact with us. She was diligent. She had patience. She had an attitude of service. She was not only providing for herself, she was providing for her mother-in-law. She had courage to go out there and do this job. She had the faith that it would be rewarded. And she had love. Like her, we need to work hard to do our part. Let's look over in 2 Peter. 2 Peter, chapter 1. I wish I had time to read half of the first chapter, but I'll read the conclusion of the part I really want. Hopefully you'll be able to read from verses 1 to 10. But we'll read verse 10. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do those things, you shall never fail. It takes effort on our part, but that effort would be wasted without all the things God has made available to us. As Boaz, he has ordered people to leave the morsels of grain for us to find. We've got help and encouragement all the way, but we have to seek it. We need God's Holy Spirit. And we also remember from Ruth, she became part of Christ's ancestry. We, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, are begotten children of God, being called out ones for his holy congregation, preparing to be the spiritual bride of Christ. What wonderful symbolism contained in the story of Ruth for this day, the Feast of First Fruits.